This is Doug. This is Eric trading on Ernestine Dixon. That's Ernestine, E-R-N-E-S-T-I-N-E, Ernestine Dixon Bartlett, D-I-X-O-N, D as in David. Bartlett is B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, B as in boy, Bartlett. Ernestine Dixon Bartlett, date of birth is 2-5-49, date of visit 6-20-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Carol St. James, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Carol, thank you for sending Ernestine Dixon for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 73-year-old female who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, has also a history for asthma, and history for COPD, and has been on bronchodilators as well as on a Xolair injection. Xolair is X-O-L-A-I-R for her asthma, period. The patient has been on a CPAP mask nightly for more than 10 years. And her last polysomnogram was done 6 years ago. Since then, the patient said she has lost at least 40 pounds and wants to be reevaluated for CPAP, period. She has some wheezing, denies significant cough or chest pains, and has no nausea, vomiting, but has reflux symptoms. Next paragraph, past history includes history for appendectomy in 1962. I'm sorry, appendectomy in 1956. Left breast biopsy for benign disease in 62. And resection of a sebaceous cyst in 74. Tubal ligation in 81. And hand surgery for trigger finger in 94. She had a C5 to 6 cervical fusion in 16. And has history for hypertension for more than 20 years. Next paragraph. Med list included omeprazole 20 milligrams a day, Xolair injection 150 milligrams every 4 weeks, aldactone 50 milligrams daily, Spiriva 1 capsule daily, and Montelukast 10 milligrams a day, diclofenac gel, PRN. Next paragraph. Allergies to ACE inhibitor. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 22 years and then quit. No significant alcohol use. She worked as a RN. Next line. Family history. Mother died of dementia. Father died of CHF. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has no fatigue or fever. She has glaucoma and cataracts. She has hoarseness and wheezing. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has asthmatic symptoms, wheezing and apnea. She also has reflux and no abdominal pains or diarrhea. She denies any calf muscle pains, palpitations, or leg swelling. She has no depression. No depression. She also has joint pains and muscle aches. She has no headaches or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, moderately obese female who's alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure is 130 by 80, pulses 78, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 199, saturation 97. HENT are non-cephalic, pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery and scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart sounds irregular, so on S2. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes 1+, and no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions are noted. Next paragraph, impression number one is obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number three is hypertension. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will be sent for a polysomnogram. She will continue with the CPAP setup at the present level. Also get a CT chest to evaluate her for any lung nodules. And a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. CBC and IgE level will be ordered. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Xolair injections will be continued as per the allergist. Thank you for this consultation, Dr. D'Souza.